This is the Steve Cochran Show.
Crossing to Sabre line, dropped it at the left point for Taves coming by. Put it across. Here's Jalmerson down the slot. Should he scores? Hammer time! Perry along the right boards. Perry right corner. Slammed into the glass by Jalmerson with a big shoulder check. Deep there to Jalmerson. High slot. Wines. Fires. He scores! Hammer time! Nicklas Jalmerson got all of that!
Nicklas Jalmerson, not necessarily known as a goal scorer, but he has some terrific offensive ability. You don't necessarily always see it come out. By the way, the 8 o'clock hour here on WGN is sponsored by Wintrust Community Banks. Number 4, Nicklas Jalmerson, will be a part of the Blackhawks convention that starts this weekend here in Chicago. Now, Nicklas is back in Chicago today, obviously going to take part in the festivities, but he spent the most of the summer, I think, in Sweden. And Nicklas, thanks for jumping on this morning. I couldn't help but notice an Instagram pic that you put out. How excited was your chest hair for midsummer in Sweden?
Yeah, well, midsummer is a huge holiday back home, and one of my favorite days in summer. So we had a lot of fun, and I thought it was a fun pick, and I wanted to share with you guys.
Now, I know that right after the season ended, I think you basically shaved it right down to the wood. You shaved your hair on your head down to your wood, down to the wood. Was there any question there was going to be some manscaping involved as well?
Not really. I didn't have a lot of choice. I was thinking about going to cut my hair, but it got thinner and thinner, and I kind of just gave up and just shaved it all off instead.
Now, I've had a chance to spend a summer in Sweden. Can you explain how great it is, especially because the days are so long?
Yeah, it's beautiful in the summer. It rains quite a bit, but a couple of summers in a row here have been pretty good, and it's always nice to get home to see your old friends and family, and go to the lakes and just hang out with your friends and enjoy the bright nights in Sweden. The sun pretty much don't go down for a month or two, so it's pretty special.
Nicklas, I remember during that first round series against the St. Louis Blues, the head coach of the Blues, Ken Hitchcock, said about you, "I don't get him. He just keeps blocking shots. He goes down. You think he's going to have to leave the game. Up he comes, back onto the ice, and he continues playing." Once the season ends, how long does it take for all the bumps and all the bruises and all those shots that you absorbed to finally go away where you feel right again?
It doesn't take too long. I think it takes longer to kind of absorb that we lost in the first round, but just takes a couple of days. I have a lot of good padding right now, so the equipment guys has done a good job with that. So I don't get as many bruises as I did my first couple of years.
We're visiting with number 4 Blackhawks defenseman Nicklas Jalmerson. The Blackhawks convention will kick off this weekend in Chicago. Nicklas, you're as honest as anybody on this team. You didn't want a long summer, but in the end, how much will it help this group that has played so much hockey?
Yeah, I think I think it's kind of natural to be a little mentally tired after a couple of long rounds in a row, but at the same time, I don't think we can blame the exit on that. I think we had a good enough team and enough hunger to go far in last year's playoff, and we had a couple of great additions at the trading deadline too, and I liked our team, but maybe looking back, maybe we weren't as hungry as we thought we were. But I definitely thought we could have gone past that first round. But St. Louis had a good team, and it stinks to lose against St. Louis.
Nicklas, you've also had an addition through free agency here in the off season with the return of Brian Campbell. What will his addition mean to the Blackhawks on the defensive end?
I think it's going to be huge. He's older, but last year in Florida, and ever since he got to Florida, I think he's been playing great hockey. And maybe not get the credit that he maybe should have had because he's playing in Florida. But I think he was one of the top D-men with the plus minus last year, and just playing against him, he's still super. He's comfortable with the puck and making plays, and I had a lot of fun playing with him my first full year of my career, and I don't know how the D pairing is going to be, but that's going to help our team big time. I think that's a great addition, and can't wait to meet him again here at the convention.
Nicholas, one last quick question, then we'll spring you. I understand the Blackhawks have basically overtaken the Red Wings in Sweden and become the country's favorite National Hockey League team. Are there going to be a bunch of Swedes making the trip to the convention this weekend?
I doubt it, but I do see a lot of Blackhawks gear walking around the streets in Sweden, and it's impressive to see how worldwide the Blackhawks has been since we won the first cup. It's definitely the team that I see the most of in Sweden with hats and t-shirts and stuff like that. So I think we're definitely have passed the Red Wings.
Well, you're a huge part of obviously all three of those championships. Thanks for jumping on. Look forward to seeing you this weekend.
Thanks, guys.
You got it. That's Blackhawks defenseman Nicholas Hjalmarsson.